Thank you for coming today. And if I haven't had the pleasure to meet you, as Chase said, my name is Jane Tour. I'm the director of the Priscilla and Aquila Centre, and I lecture here in ministry and church history. On the 10th anniversary of the launch of the Priscilla and Aquila Centre, it is good and right to thank God for all he has given us with P&A. I thank God for our previous principal, John Woodhouse, who had the vision for P&A. It's so rare that a theological college or seminary anywhere in the world has something like this. It is always great to have you speak, John, and especially fitting that you're speaking here today. Thank you. I'd like to thank our previous vice principal, Bill Salier, for suggesting the name, even though Peter Jensen just reminded me that he didn't want the name at all, as in Peter didn't want it, but obviously he was overruled. So Bill Salier suggested the name. A couple of us were brainstorming for quite some time, and when Bill suggested that name, I thought, that's it. When you see the way the Apostle Paul describes Priscilla and Aquila in the New Testament, their character and their various ministries, that's a fitting name. I thank God also for the many women and men, including many of you here today, who have partnered in the gospel over the past 10 years to help us think through, teach, model complementarianism, both behind the scenes and also up front, both within college and in our external events such as the annual conference, and how their input has helped so many people. Thank you to this year's speakers, especially Nick and Sam Tucker. It is wonderful to have Christian Fellowship with you, to have you with us at Moore for this first time, and we hope that you're able to keep coming back in the years ahead. And I'd particularly like to thank our current principal, Mark Thompson, for his great theological insight, wisdom, and support. But the person who has probably had most to do with P&A has not been someone on Moore faculty or Moore staff, nor a student, nor a guest speaker. Who is it, you may wonder? The Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul has been hated for 2,000 years by many men and women, hasn't he? Endless papers, books, and talks about how awful he was, how he got things so wrong. But that's not the whole story. There have also been many of us, including many women, who love him. On the 10th anniversary of P&A, I thought it would be good to say why I love the Apostle Paul, because his name, more than others, gets mentioned when discussing the issues surrounding the ministries of women and men. There are countless reasons why I love Paul, but these are five that focus on women. So this is kind of like a bit of a love letter, I guess, to Paul, a not so private love letter that I'm letting you listen in on, okay? So one, Paul preached and wrote about the gospel of grace. Paul shows through his preaching and writing that the most important thing about a woman's identity is not her physical appearance, nor her marital status, nor whether she's had children, nor her education, career, health, wealth, or age. Rather, the most important thing about a woman's identity is whether she's in Christ or out of Christ. This impacts all of our eternity. Women and men, therefore, need to be saved. And so the gospel needs to be preached. Paul preached and wrote about the gospel of grace. Paul wanted what was best for women. Two, Paul was a Christ-like leader. Paul loved the church and he loved the lost. He was self-sacrificial. He endured enormous suffering. He did all he could so that women and men could hear the saving gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul was Christ-like to women, and so women can imitate Paul. Three, Paul trusted God. Paul's letters are full of his prayers and his references to his prayer life, which show that his trust was foremost in God, not in any man or woman. Paul was not concerned to be popular. He was concerned to glorify God. He didn't fear human opinion. He entrusted himself to God. Paul's trust in God made him trustworthy. Paul trusted God, so Paul was someone women could trust. Number four, Paul was a great team player. Paul recognized God's good plan to give gifts to men and women so that they can minister together to build Christ's church and reach the lost with the saving gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Some of the things that Nick has touched on in his talk already. He made it clear that Christian women have been gifted and are co-workers in the gospel. Paul rejoiced in the gifts of his female co-workers so that the church would be built up and many would hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Paul was a great team player. And number five, Paul showed us what it means to live as a disciple of Jesus Christ. Paul's letters explain clearly what it means for us to live with Jesus as our Saviour and our Lord. These truths, since they are fundamentally about God and not us, don't change no matter who we are and no matter what our culture is saying. More than anyone else, Paul helps me and all of us to understand what it means to be a Christian woman in 2020. Paul is an apostle that women can still trust to teach us how to live as Christian women today and every day until our Lord and Saviour Jesus returns in glory. Thank you, Chase.